Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark.
Now, you looked at the Verde River's flows going back a century and forward a century. And I'm wondering, how do you know what a stream was doing 60 to 70 years ago in the absence of having any measuring stations on the stream in those days? And how do you project what it might do, say, 50 or 60 years from now?
Yeah, those are interesting questions. And you've hit on kind of a key point, and that is that before people came to these areas, right, before we started using water resources, we didn't have wells in the ground. We didn't have stream gauges out in the streams. So it can be hard to find data for what we call the pre-development condition. We do have records of stream flow collected at stream flow gauging stations, which the U.S. Geological Survey runs. They go back further in time than you might think. We also have estimates based on precipitation records of how much water there is in the system, so how much recharge you might get that enters an aquifer system.
Jim, the study also projected future stream flows in the river going out to the year 2110. There were three different hypothetical scenarios worked up, and all three found that stream flow reductions will continue. Is that because groundwater withdrawals that have depleted flows in the past will just continue to affect the river in the future?
Yeah, so you hit exactly on the point, right? So an aquifer acts as a buffer, as I'd said earlier. If you withdraw water for a period of time and then just simply stop, those changes that you've imparted to the system by withdrawing water for a period of time will continue to play out for a while into the future, sometimes a long time into the future. We can look at these changes independent of what's happening with precipitation and climate, right? So drought doesn't play a role in these forward scenarios. These are just focusing in on what are the effects of withdrawal, so just that human effect. We didn't attempt to make any prediction of what people are going to do. And the result is that regardless of whether you increase, leave constant, or slightly decrease the amount of withdrawals, you continue to get decreases in flow in the stream. The aquifer acts as a buffer. So you make a change in the aquifer and you don't see that instantaneously. The same is true when the change you make is a stopping or a cessation of pumping. You continue to see the effects of earlier pumping for a period of time as they play out.
There's a concern in some circles that the Verde River may dry up someday, particularly during the summer months. But you say the study does not support that.
Yeah, that's correct. So the study that we did, the results that we have, looked at relative changes imparted because people have withdrawn water from aquifers. But we did not look at absolute flow. So we couldn't say that flow will go to zero at some point in time. It's just not part of the analysis that we did. And in reality, that would be very hard to predict because of things like precipitation changes. We get wet periods, we get dry periods. There's complications in doing that analysis that we didn't attempt to undertake. But what we could do is eliminate that aspect of it, that precipitation part of it and climate part of it, and just look at those effects that people impart on the system.
That's Jim Leinhounds with the U.S. Geological Survey's Arizona Water Science Center talking about a recent study on the future of the Verde River in central Arizona. You can hear more of our conversation and see the study for yourself at azpublicmedia.org. I'm Mark Dugan.